Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. Well, I heard a report this week of an NFL wide receiver who was traded less than 24 hours after having a sideline spat with one of his coaches. Certainly not the first difficult athlete to deal with, and it won't be the last, I'm sure. But then on Tuesday, I had the opportunity to hear WKU men's basketball coach Rick Stansbury speak at the Chamber Luncheon. After he made a little sales pitch for season tickets and introduced to us three of his senior players, he shared three key rules that he runs his program by. And while they weren't groundbreaking rules, you could tell that they were foundational ideas that he runs his team with. And so with the knucklehead wide receiver and Coach Stansbury's rules in mind, it got me to consider the following question. Am I coachable? I doubt any of us will be running from a tunnel onto a playing field or a court, but we do receive a type of coaching, if you will, when it comes to our hearing of God's word. It's full of exhortation, discipline, and inspiration. In Paul's writing, we're offered a handful of athletic metaphors alluding to our faith, one of which being in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. So I don't think the illustration I'm using here is out of bounds, pun intended. So with that, I'd like to share the coach's three main rules with a spiritual spin put on them. The first rule that coach had was, do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it to the best of your ability. Might be a mouthful, but it is very practical, isn't it? It's a foundational rule, one that easily translates to practically every facet of our life. One of our regular reminders to our kids is to listen and obey the first time. It's the same concept as Coach Stansbury, and most importantly, it is a biblical one. As we read in James chapter 1, verses 19 through 25, James writes, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself, and goes away, and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." You know, the fact of the matter is, Coach Stansbury doesn't have rules just to have rules. A parent doesn't have rules just to have rules. So it's not a matter of just hearing these rules. It's a matter of doing them. It's a matter of hearing God's word and applying God's word. The second rule that Coach had is much shorter, but no less important. No excuses. In further consideration of his rules, it seems as though this rule builds on the first one. If we go into any situation less than prepared, we'll likely be tempted to break this rule and jump to the excuses. Coach talked about his players anticipating moves and plays by the other team because if they waited until it happened, they'd be too late. And isn't that the way it is with Satan? He's not going to schedule a practice for us to deal with temptations. He's not going to schedule a showdown with us, a matchup with us, like we would in a sports game. We're given warnings by God, like in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11, to put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. The devil is scheming, and he is not going to wait until you're ready. It is your job and mine to make sure that we're ready, that we are wearing God's armor, and that we have put it on and are keeping it on all of the time. It's when we're not prepared, not mindful of God's instructions, that we, like Adam and Eve, resort to finger pointing, which really bleeds right into Coach's final rule that he shared, which is accountability. Coach said he never makes his players run for disciplinary reasons. They do. Think about that for a second. It's not his fault if they cut class or cause trouble. It's their fault. It's their problem. And that's another rich life lesson there for accountability, one that we're straying further away from in our world today. But I can tell you this, God isn't. If you're a Christian, God's provided an institution of accountability within the church, let alone the family and government that we're all subject to answer to. But on the judgment day, we'll all be held accountable by God, as Paul tells us in Acts chapter 17, verses 29 through 31. Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. And so it leaves us with this question, neighbors. Are you coachable? Will you submit to God's expectations for you, to his rules, to his standards? Well, even if you don't, you'll still be held accountable one day. Thanks so much for listening today. Lord willing, we'll be back with more Press On. Press On is brought to you by the Beaver Dam Church of Christ, located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We meet Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. for worship, and we have a midweek Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You are always welcome to join us. For more Press On episodes or any other church information, find us online at beaverdamchurch.com. And you can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. Thanks for listening, and let's press on.